Talks, our school podcast, where we explore topics that matter to our school community. I am Michael Pichelle.
I'm Haley Walters.
And I'm Anila Rich.
And this is our very first episode. We have an exciting lineup for you today. From campus news to student spotlights and special guest interview, stay tuned for our engaging episode.
Let's kick off with our first segment. Campus news. Here's what's been happening on RCA lately. On February 23rd, the middle school had a masquerade dance. Actually, people on our podcast were there. Anila and Michael were there. Michael, why were you there? You're in high school.
I was there due to the fact of me being part of student council.
Oh, well, did you enjoy it?
Not so much.
Anila, did you enjoy it?
I would say it was interesting. I didn't have a lot of friends there, but it was pretty fun in general.
That's good. I hope y'all had a good time.
Now it's time for Student Spotlight, where we shine a light on talents and achievements of our fellow student. Today we're featuring ninth grade Lydia Young. Let's hear from her. Lydia, one of the questions that a lot of people are asking are, how are you always smiling, or how are you always happy?
Well, that's pretty easy. God blesses me with so much, and probably much more than I deserve. He gave me a beautiful family, wonderful teachers, amazing friends, but I also have to, like, remember the people who are less fortunate, and if I can help them in any way, it just makes me much more happier. And it's also a choice to be happy. Like, you choose that for yourself. Here.
So how would you say you fell into Christian faith? Was it put instilled in you when you were younger, or did you find it out yourself?
So I was born and raised in a Lutheran family and church, but when I found God, it was like life-changing. It was completely different than what I grew up on, because, I mean, I was always dragged to church. I never wanted to go because it was so boring and I wanted to fall asleep, right? But when I found him, that it excites me that I get to go to church every Sunday and every Thursday.
Well, how long have you been at RCA?
I've been at RCA for about 2.5, maybe 3 years.
Well, what's your favorite part about going here?
Ooh, favorite part? Probably the non-judgment here, and the fact that everyone can be open without worrying about what other people think.
That's cool. Well, do you feel like RCA, the time you've been here, has helped you with your faith, or has kind of put you down?
No, definitely. It's definitely helped me with my faith. Chapel services and retreats definitely helped me grow in God.
So this is like one of the most famous questions. How do you achieve like some of the best grades that I've ever seen at RCA?
Well, part of it, I guess, is God helping me through it all. He gives me encouragement to pay attention and study and really focus on my work before doing other things like video games or reading. Definitely just dedication.
Do you think you put yourself to a very high standard when it comes down to work, or do you think you put yourself in a higher standard when it comes down to belief?
Probably higher standard with belief, because God by far is the most important thing in my life. Work, schoolwork, and my friends and family definitely come close second, because I mean, I want a good future for myself and I love my friends and family, but God is definitely first. He helps me through it all.
Do you think you had an experience with God that showed you that he was real?
I think so. I believe so. It's hard to explain because it's just so, like, unexplainable. But it showed me that he's real and I believe in him. And there's also a Bible passage, I can't remember it completely, but it says, live by faith, not by sight. So that also helps.
Fire. And today we are honored to have Dr. Wheeler, our superintendent, joined us as our first guest. Welcome to RCA Talks, Dr. Wheeler.
Thank you.
So we have just a couple quick questions to cover over with you. Our first question is, what were you doing before you came here to RCA?
I have been in education for over 25 years. So before here, I was at two other Christian schools here in town. I was at Freedom Christian for almost 8 years and Village Christian for 2 years before that. And then I was, before that, I was at Methodist University and then Cape Fear High School, which is where I spent most of the early years.
So how did you enjoy your experiences at those two other schools?
It was very interesting. I think the Lord really ordered my steps to allow me to learn different things so that I could bring them here. And starting a new school was an interesting endeavor because at the other two schools at Freedom, I had a chance to help start the school. Here, I had to do it pretty much by myself, but Village was a very established school. So,
what is something that you wish was different at RCA?
Something different at RCA. Well, I don't know if it's a thing that would be different. What I'd like to improve, maybe I could tell you a little bit about that. But one of the things we've been working really hard on is our culture at Riverside. And as you've seen, the B signs all over the place,
yeah,
and that kind of thing. And we also have the Wi-Fi, which, you know, we started talking a little bit about that last year. And if you take those two and you put them together, they're pretty seamless. So one of the things that we as a staff talked about earlier this year in August was trying to cultivate our culture to bring everybody on the same page. And I think that's been working pretty well, and we've made a lot of progress this year.
Oh, that's good. I'm glad. So what is your favorite interaction with a student during the time you've been here?
Oh, wow. There's been so many fun things. I like to start with the end in mind. So one of my favorite things is high school graduation and kindergarten graduation. That's a neat event. It's like milestones in the lives of children and their families. So I think graduation is a pretty special, cool thing that you get to take advantage of as a principal or superintendent. So,
what do you see in RCA's future?
Oh, wow. Down the road, on our five-year plan, obviously, we see ourselves growing. You know, we've been maintaining around 290, 300 students since 2020. And one of the things that we want to do in the next 5 years is to gain more classroom space, obviously, so we can not only increase enrollment, but also give more space to each classroom and each grade level. So I think growth in that area would be the most important thing for us in the next 5 years.
So roughly, what do you think your range of students that you want, or a goal that you want for a range of students to be here at RCA?
At Riverside, eventually, on our 10-year plan, we're looking at probably 700 students and hopefully a new campus.
I see. What do you want students to achieve before they graduate?
Some of the most important things, Mr. Sines and I talk a lot about this, and since he became principal this year for the first time, we had hours and hours of discussion about what a graduate should look like. But then we realized that not every student that we have is a graduate. Sometimes they come in seasons and they come for short amounts of time. So we looked at that two different ways. We looked at that from the student who was here only for 1 year and the students who were going to graduate from here. And you know, the students in 1 year, what we wanted to make sure that is both for this student and the graduate is that they learn more about Jesus from the very beginning. And then here they find family. And so those are the two big goals we have for somebody who we might get for a semester or two or just a year or two. And then moving on to a student who's going to graduate from our school, we have specific goals for them to be more eclectic. One of our goals with this school was to be on the eastern side of the river and to break the mold of what most people see from this side of the river. And thank goodness we have a lot of people driving from the other side of the river to come here. But for those of us like myself who grew up on this side of the river, sometimes we get a bad rap for our culture and the way that we do things. And so one of the things we wanted to do is provide opportunities for our students to see other cultures, to be exposed to different types of things and resources. And also, we want them to be great academic students and learn lots about that.
Okay.
as well.
Yes, sir. So do you think that most of your students are achieving the goals that you wanted?
Well, I think if you look at historically, we've had 4 graduating classes. So if you look at our graduate on the average, about 50% of our graduates are going on to very respectable colleges and things like that. And the other 50% are entering the workforce, which is much different than a lot of the other Cumberland County private schools. About 80% of those students at the other schools are going on to college, and about 20% are going into the jobs. So our demographic has been much different. So that's kind of what we've seen.
How would you say becoming and creating RCA affected like your family's lifestyle?
Well, I think we've been bought in from day one. You know, we were the first family. Macy, it was the other day I was looking. We were looking at grade link numbers, and I realized that Macy's grade link number is 1. So other people are like 1352 or something like that, and I didn't realize, although she was the first student that was enrolled in our school, I didn't realize she was entered into the system first. So that was kind of neat to see from the beginning, to kind of think back almost 10 years ago. She being 14 now, you know, she was in our preschool program back then. And so yeah, it's affected our family. You know, our oldest son and our other son both graduated last year. So my wife's been very involved helping our PTF and things like that. So Riverset has been a family, I don't want to say business, but a family ministry for everybody in our household.
Is RCA currently how you want it to be when you first envisioned it?
I think we've accomplished most of our goals as far as what we foresaw. The biggest thing is that we wanted to have a new campus, you know. So I think that's been the most, the hardest thing to swallow going through these 9 years has been COVID really, really put a halt to a lot of financing and things like that, and a lot of opportunities. You know, we own 43 acres just not too far down the road that is going to be our new campus. And so I wouldn't say that everything has been accomplished, because having a new campus is one of our huge goals. But I do want to say that, you know, our goals for our students and our staff, we're very proud of the staff that we have this year and what's been invested in them. Mr. Sons and I both believe that this is the very best staff we've ever had, and we're looking to build our future around them. So overall goals, I think space is, like I said, is our 5-year-old goal. To provide here, and our 10-year goal will be to build that new campus, and that then I feel like the rest of our goals will just kind of come together from there.
So what compelled you to actually make RCA? What was your initial thought process on it?
Well, I would think, you know, anytime you start a new ministry, God needs to be the lead. And so I was at another school, and the Lord really spoke into me that it was time for me to leave that school. And to be honest with you, I was very confused. I didn't understand why God was telling me this. I'd be praying and I'd hear the still small voice saying it's time to go, and I'm like, but I'm doing great things here, you know, I'm doing what you asked me to do. I'm in your will because I'm here at a Christian school, you know. And so the Lord really spoke to me about it was time. And then the Lord, you know, he knows everything in front of us that we don't know, and some things happened at that last school that allowed me the opportunity to be looking somewhere else. And it was an absolute miracle that Riverside was started on the campus of Fayetteville Community Church, because this is the church that I grew up in and I was baptized in when I was a little boy. And to be able to come home, literally, is a neat thing to start a new Christian school. So that was, I think God really led me to leave where I was, and he kind of told me that my time was up. And then he opened the door so widely here, back home. So that was a neat thing that I got to come home. My grandmother was one of the first 13 founding members of this church on my mother's side. And so this church has really been good to Riverside, and Fayetteville Community Church has been an amazing partner for us.
Would you say you made more of an impact here, or do you think you made more of an impact back to your older school?
Well, I think that the impact of myself is hard to measure. You know, I believe that our school has made a great impact on many families. I know that I've heard from parents of our students on 5 or 6 different occasions that they've claimed that coming to Riverside saved their marriage. We've seen kids baptized. We've seen so much great success. But I would never say that it was mine. You know, I would say that the Lord is doing all these things through our staff, and I just get the privilege of leading.
Next on, we're going to do sports and community events. Right now, what's in season for spring sports are softball, baseball, and golf. And for our softball team, they've played 2 games and won both. And for our baseball team, they played their first game, I think the other day, and they also won that game. Our softball team, they are like champions, won I think 3 championships so far. Our baseball team, I think they won maybe probably the same amount. But for softball, they are 3-year champions. So for this school, we're a very sports-oriented school. So for us, that's a great thing.
That's a wrap for today's episode of RCA Talks. Now we close this episode in prayer to thank God for the opportunity to be here today.
Everyone, please bow your head and close your eyes. Dear Lord, I thank you for today and thank you for waking us up today. I hope that we continue to move forward as Christians and we continue to build that relationship that we have with you, Lord. I ask to help protect us over the weekend, Lord, and help us just throughout our day and just the rough days that we have. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.